What a show we've had so far. Mary Kay Cabot joined us at 11. Paul Hoynes at high noon, both from Cleveland.com. Make sure you read them every day at Cleveland.com. And the Plain Dealer, plus we had a chance to talk about some other stuff, including fixing the Browns. And we'll talk a little bit more about the Browns and the Guardians coming up in just a little bit. But we are now 3 weeks into the season, and it is time to break down the big storylines in our NFL Rapid Fire. Here's Dan Menigan.
All right, well, you teed it up that way, and we're going to break down the biggest stories of the NFL and this, that, and the other thing. And so we're going to start with the biggest story going.
Yeah.
Biggest.
What is it?
Largest. So on Sunday Night Football, there was a ceremony in the middle of it for the Atlanta Falcons where they introduced a whole bunch of people into their Hall of Fame.
That's really nice.
And their Ring of Honor. It's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. A great ceremony. They went down, they introduced all these people, and the last one to be introduced into the Ring of Honor,
Tommy Nobis. Former great linebacker? No, I bet he's already in it.
Owner Arthur Blank. Arthur Blank put himself into the Ring of Honor that he owns.
Well, sure.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
I applaud it. I applaud this. Okay, you see this acceptable? Because I don't even think Jerry Jones has been able to pull this one off.
Have you seen those great red jackets that they have for their Hall of Fame thing in their Ring of Honor? I mean, if I'm Arthur Blank, I want one of those red jackets.
And by God,
I'm buying. I'm buying them, so I'm giving myself one. It's like all those dudes who have green jackets because they belong to Augusta National. They didn't win squat. Arthur didn't do squat except pay for it, like the guys at the Masters did at Augusta. Heck yeah, he's in the ring. It might be a little much if his name's like displayed in the stadium.
There were social media loved this story.
Well, yeah, one it's fan, the ultimate ego trip.
One fan said, "I can't imagine the surprise when he learned the news." Trust the selection committee went through another rigorous evaluation before bestowing this honor upon him.
Gonna have to contemplate this honor with my my rock and my Bible.
There's a picture.
Beautiful.
There's a picture of someone put out there, Arthur Blank introducing himself, or inducting himself into the Ring of Honor, and it's a picture of Barack Obama giving himself the Nobel Peace Prize or the President's. Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Uh-huh.
Another one said this beats an honorary degree. I mean, the lines are, how do I love me? Let me count the ways. This is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. It's the most ego trip thing that is possibly could happen. And it just brings to mind when Jerry gets in, because we all know how Jerry rolls.
I don't have time to have a bad time. It isn't on my schedule.
That schedule's about to be a little busy when he's given that honor. He's in the Ring of Honor for the Cowboys.
He should have come out wearing like a jacket with a Home Depot vest on. That would be, is he going to put himself in the Home Depot Hall of Fame, considering it's his, where he made all his money, right?
I would think that might not be a bad idea.
Put yourself in the aisle 4 Hall of Fame.
Got to wear a great orange apron for that one, though, not a red jacket.
That is true.
Congratulations. You are the patron, or you are the honoree of the lumber aisle. You've really lived in life. Good on you. Mayor of the 2x4. All right, moving along. Cameron Taylor-Britt had some thoughts when it came to Jaden Daniels and the offense that Cliff Kingsbury was running. He had this to say before the game.
That's not what we do. That's not what we do. We praise our own team, praise the other team. We don't need to.
If I play the right clip, I'll be better at my job one day. Here's Cameron Taylor-Britt.
Yeah, Capone, they don't make them do a lot. So they keep it really simple for them. Nice college offense. Kingsbury's the OC. So, just keep it real simple for them.
Now, that NIL money isn't paying too bad right now because they got whipped.
Real simple college offense. Keep it simple for
them. Yeah, a real simple college offense.
As we run it up your you-know-what.
Uh-huh. Because that was always the thing with Cliff. They're running that air raid system. It's all about simplicity. It's all about those things. Well, then they got railroaded, as we all watched last night, as Jaden Daniels went off for 2 passing touchdowns and I think missed all of 2 throws in this entire game.
Yeah.
And Terry McLaurin might still be running wide open.
I don't know if you have it or not. Did you hear what he said after the game about it? What he told the Inquirer?
I had what Zach Taylor had to say that I was going to play here.
Oh, play that first, and then I'll tell you what he said after.
Okay, here's what Zach
back
Taylor.
On the tracks here.
Here's what Zach Taylor had to say.
Okay. That's not what we do. That's not what we do. We praise our own team, praise the other team. We don't need to take shots like that. That team hasn't punted in 2 weeks. They've scored on every single possession the last 2 weeks. So I've got a tremendous amount of respect for what they're doing over there. I've known Cliff a long time. I knew paired with that quarterback, this was going to be a very dangerous offense to play against, and they've proven that. So
Andy, we know how guys like to hype themselves up. We know how guys talk in the locker room and all that kind of stuff to the media. This doesn't help anything, right?
I got to tell you, though, I'm okay. Taylor Britt said after the game, he goes, I don't regret saying it. I didn't mean anything malicious out of the comment. It was made bigger than it was. Yes, I can eat my words most definitely. We did take an L today. Good for you. I have no problem with that. If you can back up the fact that you talked a little bit too much after the fact, I don't have a problem with it. I'm good with it. That's a man.
Bulletin board material.
That's a man. He's got to be, what, 20-something?
Not necessary.
I'm in my 20s. I'm a man.
Okay.
I feel like we got to put Jeff in the Ring of Honor. Jeff, you want to be in the Baskin and Phelps Ring of Honor?
Wait, can we put a Ring of Honor in here? You know what we could do?
We could put it right on this beam
we'll
here.
Yeah, no. Beam.
And you know what? We don't even need a pen. We could just take our finger on that dust and just write our names.
Baskin and Phelps Ring of Honor. Jeff, you want to be the first inductee of the Baskin and Phelps Ring of Honor?
I want Fallar to be the first one.
I have other names I won't say.
That would be a good one.
I want Fallar.
We'll bring it back for the
Fallar. Yeah, let's do a big ceremony for him.
And then we'll put one of ourselves in too.
Yeah.
Keep this up.
We can bring Chris in and he can say, thank you very much.
Don't we have to put ourselves in? We're like the original members of the show. So
we'll at least I am. Put a couple
Jeff in didn't show up. Jeff was 2 weeks later, a week
good
late.
Good point. Maybe you should be the first inductee of the Baskin and Phelps Ring of Honor.
I'm good, man. My Hall of Fame agenda's packed.
That's a good point. Trophy case is getting too packed, isn't it?
You teed me up for that one, baby.
All right, so speaking of trophy cases and everybody going after the Lombardi Trophy, guys, outside of the Bills and the Chiefs,
who's good?
Who's good? Who's good? Because I feel like every time I watch any of these other teams, there is some blatant flaw that is taking place that's just tanking them to this point. Like at Houston this week, the inability to really run the ball. CJ Stroud had to drop back and make a whole bunch of throws. Their defense had some issues on top of it. We all wanted to crown the Saints and think that they were the next great team. Well, they got beaten up.
I wanted it to be the Saints, didn't you?
Well, of course.
A lot of teams that looked kind of special looked a little ordinary this last week. And you just pointed out a couple of them. Houston, one of them. The Saints, one of them. Don't let one game derail that.
That's right.
But your question... I think your question deserves an answer, and it's which teams are really good. It's Buffalo.
Yeah.
It's Kansas City.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's probably about it.
That's it.
Yeah, the NFC is just going to be a bloodbath.
Minnesota looks really intriguing, but they've played three games. And I don't want to – I'm a big Sam Darnold fan, as Dan has kidded me about for years, because I always thought he had some talent and just needed the right situation.
Oh, he's coming up later.
It's only three games. There's nobody in the NFC right now who I think, boy, they're really good. There really isn't. But there are about eight teams that I think they're pretty good.
Seattle, for real?
I don't think so. But I don't know.
For the sake of fun, I'm here to say yes.
I hope so.
That's
yeah.
For the sake of fun.
Exactly. It's Buffalo and it's Kansas City right now.
Something to keep an eye on when we get into October and November and
so you guys
see how these teams all shift.
Will you entertain the word Pittsburgh in here?
No, not yet.
I need their offense.
They've got to score some points.
20% better?
What if their defense is amazing and they can do this all season long and they go undefeated for the rest of the year based on defense alone?
Let's get back to that toward the end of the year.
When we get to that, we'll get to that in rapid fire when we're there in week 11.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, we do week 11 rapid fire. If we're there, it's coming up.
When Russell Wilson is their starting quarterback and they're looking good, gearing up for the playoffs, we'll go.
I made you who you are, man. That's all I can say.
Let's ride, baby.
We made you who you are.
Let's ride.
Now you're doing imitations of drops?
Yes, I do imitations of drops because we lost so many of these drops that now I just do them straight out. I just think them. And they come right out of my mouth. That's all we do.
See, that's how you get in the Ring of Honor.
I guess so.
Do your own drop.
All right, is Trevor Lawrence just bad? Are we out on Trevor?
I never really thought he was that good anyway, so sorry.
We're 3 weeks in, and this was supposed to be the big one. He hasn't won a game since December. Like, This was supposed to be the big Trevor Lawrence coming out party season, and so far Trevor has been bad.
So was the problem him or Urban Meyer?
I still
know, too soon. Both. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking.
I still like Trevor Lawrence. I still think that he's going to be a pretty darn good NFL quarterback. But right now he's completing 53% of his passes. He's throwing it all over the place. The interception he threw that DeMar Hamlin picked off, just a terrible throw. And the thing of it is they brought in some talent to help him on offense. You know, they brought in Gabe Davis from Buffalo, who's not a bad player. They have Christian Kirk. They drafted Brian Johnson out of LSU. You have ATN. And I think they have some talent. Evan Engram's been out. That hasn't helped them at all. You know, he was hurt here before the Browns game. Or in Jacksonville before the Browns game. And that hasn't helped them at all because he caught over 100 passes last year. And when Engram comes back, he had a hamstring. When he comes back, if that offense doesn't look better, and I know that's a lot to put on a tight end, but we're doing the same thing here with David Njoku.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if Doug Peterson doesn't make the season. And I picked Jacksonville as a team that might do some things this year. We talked about it here on the show.
Jeff,
I thought they might surprise.
I have a weird feeling that Trevor Lawrence is going to be a second team quarterback, meaning he'll be better on his second team.
I could see that. I very much could see that.
But I don't know if he's going to get that chance because they just signed him to that big contract. But you know what, though? There's so many quarterbacks that are getting that big contract, you're going to be able to trade one for another.
Yes.
You know, these guys aren't going to be untradeable, but they're only going to be tradable for each other.
I think he's going to be a good quarterback for another. I'm not saying he's going to be a great quarterback. I think he'll be a good quarterback in a different situation.
All right, so we did the bad. Let's do the good. I'm not giving you the victory lap. You're not getting the music or all that stuff yet. We're in the screening
process. DeShone Kizer's coming back?
So Sam Darnold to this point.
Oh, here we go.
53 of 78, 67.9 completion percentage, 657 yards, 8 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. It has looked like a completely different quarterback than the guy that we have seen in various places. Again, we're still in the screening process. You're not getting the full-blown victory lap.
Maybe I should have said Trevor Lawrence, see Sam Darnold.
Andy, is this real? Dude, is Sam Darnold, like, good? And we all have to adjust our thought process on all this?
To the Phelps way of thinking?
That's a scary
thought. You guys are
thought.
Killing me. Thank I you. Don't know. I mean, he's up, what?
He's playing really well.
You know, if you go back to 22, he completed 58.6% of his passes just in the short time here. He's at 67.9. I mean, he's off to a great start. He could have his best numbers in any of his seasons. The Jets, he threw for over 3,000 yards in 19. He could be, though. He only completed 61.9% of his passes in 19. So, yeah, I'll buy it. I'm going to buy into it. I like the Vikings. I think they're a good organization, and they've got good coaching, and yeah, he's in the right place at the right time.
Am I allowed to give a Sam Darnold thought?
Sure. Even you are allowed to give it, but you're not getting the victory lap music. We're not there yet.
You can have it.
It's only been 3 games here.
I'll just throw that out willy-nilly.
When we looked at tape and checked out all of these quarterbacks coming out because the Browns had the number one pick and took Baker, Josh Allen was my clear number one.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Darnold was my number two. I missed on Lamar Jackson. I just thought it's an interesting thing here. I wonder if they're really going to make him a wide receiver. But I thought Darnold was the second best guy coming out of that draft.
Mm.
And he came in as a 21-year-old in New York playing for a bad Jets team. That was a bad situation. Then he went to Carolina. We know what a bad situation that is. Ends up in San Francisco for 1 year, gets a chance in Minnesota. We'll see what he can do. Remember, J.J. McCarthy is sitting there on the injured list all this year. Probably the starting quarterback next year. Sam's on a 1-year deal. I'll bet he ends up somewhere next year on a huge contract.
More NFL talk coming up. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092.